from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, many Americans are hitting the roads and the airports for the 4th of July holiday travel rush today. Scott Pringle is on the turnpike.
Well, there are license plates from many different states at this rest stop here, and plenty of car top carriers as well as folks get away.
We're coming from Rhode Island, traveling to Virginia Beach.
Going to Virginia for a wedding.
Andrew is headed to Maryland to see family.
Just hanging out, go see some fireworks, barbecuing, make our way back on Sunday.
AAA's Alex Slatke says the agency is predicting record high travel numbers for a 4th of July holiday period and expects to respond to hundreds of thousands of vehicle calls.
Check your tire pressure, check some of your fluids, make sure you have enough oil before you set out on that road trip.
Along the turnpike, Scott Pringle.
Several factors are pushing the price of gasoline back up to levels not seen in about a year. Between Monday and Tuesday, gas prices rose about 5 cents per average. Gas Buddy petroleum analyst Patrick DeHaan says it's likely to remain high throughout the summer.
Price of oil now $84 a barrel just a month ago. In fact, just 3 weeks ago, we saw oil prices down in the low 70s. So it's been an incredibly short spurt of jump in the price of oil.
He says that ongoing tensions in the Middle East and central banks in Europe and Canada cutting rates are just some of the factors driving those prices up. Police in Point Pleasant Beach are cracking down on teens this holiday weekend, and parents could be the ones to pay for any violations. Police will arrest anyone under 18 caught violating curfew rules after 10 p.m., and their parents could be the ones responsible for up to a $2,000 fine. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government because 5.9 million of its older vehicles do not comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. Over on Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 23 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts into your phone. Will rain get in the way of those fireworks? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Tonight will be warmer than recent nights with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. Very warm tomorrow for Independence Day. It will turn more humid with clouds and sunshine. We will have a shower or thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon and evening. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s to low 90s. Partly to mostly cloudy, warm and sticky later tomorrow night. There might be a shower. Lows will be in the low to mid 70s. And variable cloudiness on Friday. A very warm and humid day with a chance for a thunderstorm. High temperature near 90 Friday. It'll be in the mid-80s at the shore. And that warmth and humidity will persist into Saturday, partly to mostly cloudy. Could be a heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon. High temperature Saturday, close to 90. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Parsippany, 84. South Plainfield, 85. Manahawkin, 76. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Prepared for a power outage? With a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.